systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Jam Hole. Today is Friday, May 28th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And I'm Sean.
Sean, what's up, buddy? What's going
on,
dude?
Not much.
How the fuck are you doing, man?
Fan-fucking-tastic.
I appreciate you filling in like this. This is episode 354, the Friday Night Show, 406-204-4687. Give us a call live, say hi, whatever. TheJamHole.com/live is where you should be watching these at. Interact in the chat, all that good stuff. Yeah, Dana had to go to Missoula to pick up her uncle because I guess he went to the doctor the other day and had some heart problems, as 300-pound plus men tend to do in their late ages, right? So yeah, he had to go to the hospital and they were like, your arteries are fucking clogged. And then they flew him to Missoula to unclog the arteries, which it's like, are you really solving a problem or are you just treating a symptom? You can go ahead,
it's maintenance.
You can unclog the arteries, like 10 years later they're gonna be right back where they started. I know it's a horrible thing to say, but whatever.
So should have just done it right the first time around,
right? And just gave him a new heart, new arteries, whole new cardiovascular system. You're good to
no,
go.
I mean, he should have just, you know, not been 300 pounds.
Not have let himself go. Yeah, well,
not ate lard and bacon for breakfast for 40 years.
When
you're
disabled, you know, it happens. I understand.
Fucking government cheese and shit.
I would be the biggest fat fuck if I just sat around all day, if I didn't have a job, if I just sat around all day and did drugs. I mean, not saying, you know, that's what he does.
Drugs are bad, by the way.
Right, right. Unless they're good drugs.
Yes.
Then, you know, they're good. But so what's going on, man? How's it been? It's been a while since you've been on the show.
Yeah,
anything
busy.
New? I couldn't help but notice your Facebook relationship status.
Yes.
Once again single.
Yes.
That didn't last long.
No.
What happened there?
It didn't happen.
So. That is a problem.
Hey, you know what? It just didn't work out.
Hey, some things just were never meant to be.
Much love to the girl, you know.
Fucking A.
It was a friendly breakup. We gave her a shot, but
much love.
You know, I think my rapist wit kind of scared her away or something.
Oh, yeah? That smell of chloroform that lingers in all of your clothes pockets?
Yeah, pretty much.
I can see that.
Over her pillow.
Firesong 5991 says, hell, they told my grandfather he needed to lose weight and get strength before they would. Then he died from cancer. Give her my best. I hope the best for her. Yeah, me too. I mean, this dude, he's...
Me too, Matt.
Me too. Me three. He's in and out of the hospital quite a bit. He's got a lot of problems, but yeah. I'm sure he's hanging in there. Really thrilled that they fly him to Missoula, and then they're like, well, we're done, so see you later. I'm like 120 miles from home. How do I get home? Oh, I don't know. See you later.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could take that new heart for a test spin and walk 120 miles.
Go buy a bike.
Yeah, right? Fuck. If only it was that easy. So, dude, check this out. You know the game Farmville? On Facebook.
Yeah, I hate those fucking games.
Thank you. I thought we were going to have problems here for a minute.
Nope, I hate them.
I am not a fan of those games, actually.
In fact, my sister has a group called I Don't Play Farmville or blah, blah, blah,
and
blah,
if
blah.
You send me a request to play it, I will block you, and we will no longer be Facebook friends or real-life friends, IRL friends,
right. So if you guys hate Facebook games, look up the group. I Don't Play
Facebook
Farmville.
Games.
I don't play Farmville, so go farkle yourself.
Wow, is that really what it is?
Yes.
Oh my god, that's clever. Go farkle yourself, because Farkle, what? They're the company that created those games, aren't they?
I believe so, yes.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't play them, so I don't really know.
Firesong says, yeah, but that bill for that flight will cause him to have another heart attack.
Give him a ring.
Yeah, right? Like, well, you're all good to go, and here's the bill. Oh, he's going flatline. Hold on, I'm going to need to take that bill back so we can re-add what you owe us now. Fucking awful. But so there's a, you know, Facebook Farmville thing, and I'm delivering today in a lawyer's office, and I walk in, and there's a lady back to me. I can see their computer screen, and I'm interested to see what people are doing on their computers at work, because 9 times out of 10, they're not at all doing what they're supposed to be doing at all. Like, not even a little bit. Solitaire? Yes. Sorry. No, you don't get paid for that. This lady,
I used to play 3D Pong.
Yeah, I remember working at Stream and Teletech. We used to play those miniature golf flash games. I had like a little thing, and I'd put it in the computer, and bam, there's all the flash games. And then when they took those away from us, we would take 2 cups and a crumpled up piece of paper and play basketball. We'd play like horse. It was so stupid.
I had a rubber ball. I was the guy always bouncing his ball.
Oh, nice.
I got in so much fucking trouble because it would shake the whole building.
Right,
I guess.
Right.
It was loud.
It was a large rubber ball.
I didn't give a
fuck. It was like a big red dodgeball.
It was a racquetball.
It was a dodgeball.
Oh, yeah, it was a dodgeball.
Wasn't it?
Right.
It was a ping pong ball. No, there's an app for that now. They have a paper.
Really?
It's called Paper Toss for the Android OS. It's actually fun because there's like a fan there and the wind changes. So you got to shoot them into the fan and let the paper ball go into the basket. And I don't know. It's retarded, but kills time, which is what we do best here. But yeah, so there's this lady, mid to late 40s, and I'm saying like late 40s, right?
Late.
Large, attached to the chair perhaps, I don't know.
Sounds lovely. Yes.
Farmville, maximized on the screen. And now, what was weird about this is that when I go into most offices and I catch people doing things on the computer they shouldn't, they're quick to Alt-Tab or Window D, which will bring up your desktop, and it'll minimize everything, right? So it hides shit. No fucking shame, dude. This lady was like, I was like, hello. I always say hello. Hello. How are you? Good, good. How are you? Good, good, good. That's wonderful. Those are our interactions. And she didn't even like stop clicking her garden at all. Just like in it to win it, dude.
Just balls like, deep in the Farmville.
Balls deep in some fucking Farmville. You're a fucking, you're probably not a lawyer. But you work in a lawyer's office, and that, I don't know, that to me, I know how many viruses and just bad shit floats around Facebook. It's a dangerous, cold world out there. And if something like that infected computers at a lawyer's office like that, that's like a fucking gold mine, dude. All the shit that you could get off of those computers, all the information that's on there. Like, you think you would be extra careful to be like, no Facebook, no MySpace.
No
you were
internet,
at work,
even. No internet.
Something. I don't know. I mean, in regular offices that do just bullshit jobs, whatever. But this is, like, important shit, you know?
Yeah.
These are people's lives that are stored on these hard drives, and you're just sitting there playing Farmville like it's cool, like, whatever. No shame. Unbelievable. So I found the line, finally. There is a line that people always tend to talk about. Sometimes people cross that line. Mostly we tend to just be borderline, just right parallel with the line, kind of looking ahead to see if perhaps we could step over that line, but mostly too afraid to. I found a movie that just fucking jumped right over the line, both feet, head first, no regard for anything I might have eaten that I almost threw up. This movie was called The Human Centipede. And I couldn't get through it. I literally, and I can watch some nasty fucking horror movies and it doesn't even faze me. I've watched people on the internet get their heads cut off. Doesn't even faze me. This movie almost made me fucking throw up, dude.
Wow.
It was so powerful. I was getting like lightheaded and my heart was like beaten all weird, and I had to like turn my head from the screen, and even then I could hear it, and it was, dude, I almost fucking threw up. Disgusting.
Did anybody throw up in the theater?
Oh, I don't know. I was watching it in my theater here, the theater of my mind.
Yeah,
I've seen the
cover for that. I've never watched it, but it looks
pretty,
basically,
there's a weird guy who he's a retired German doctor, and he's into attaching things together. He made a Three Dog is what he called it, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And he sewed three dogs together. And it was his
three
dogs.
And they were
alive? For a bit.
Is that kind of like the pigeon rat from the fucking Simpsons?
If it would have been three pigeons sewn together, pit number one, and then the head of number two up number one's ass, and then the head of number three up number two's ass. But so, this guy, like, captures these two girls that are on vacation there, right? They're going to some club. They get lost in the woods. Typical horror plot element, right? Okay, so they get a flat tire in the middle of... Of course, right? In the middle of fucking nowhere.
Were they dressed nice?
Yes.
Are they looking sexy?
Of course. Yeah. And so they're trapped, and this one guy comes, and he's all creepy.
Is he a redneck?
Kinda. He's talking in German, like, I seen you girls in this video I was watching. Y'all want to have sex, but he's talking German, and the girls have no idea what he's saying, but the subtitles are like,
oh,
and
wow.
He's over there going like, just being completely inappropriate to these women, you know, just
how
not
old
even
is this person.
The guy probably in his 60s. They were about, you know, 20s, early 20s, probably 21 maybe for legality's sake.
Right.
And so that guy finally leaves, and they're like, we can't just sit here. So they get out of the car, and they start wandering around. They find a big house. It's this creepy doctor's house. They pass the little gravestone with the three dog thing where he buried his three dog whatever. And
it was like a dog train, huh?
Kind of, yeah.
Wow. Like a
and
dog-a-peed.
Like, I'm totally on board up to this point, and I know what the movie's about, and I'm like, this is gonna be fucking awesome. And so he finally, like, he drugs them both. One spills the water over, so he just grabs a syringe with something in it, and fucking, the other one's passing out. He fucking sticks a needle in the back of the one girl's neck, drops her like that. And they wake up, and they're in this operating room in the guy's basement.
Wow.
Strapped to beds, like totally strapped, IVs in him and shit, just like, what the fuck. And there's another guy in there that he caught earlier, and he's like, you know, now that I have these two hot chicks, this guy's not gonna work. He's not a right match for my human centipede. And so he kills that guy with a little injection, just goes out quietly. And the next day he brings back this little Asian dude. Nice and pretty. You know how Asians have, even the dudes have those high cheekbones, and they're real pretty, kind of. If you were a...
You find Asian, you know, men,
well,
pretty, or...
That's not what I was... All right.
I'm not making the connection.
So, we're going to Hole One tonight, right? No, just, you know how Asian... They're like little Asian chicks. The dudes are, some of them. Now, Grant, not
Matt,
all
do,
of them.
Do you want to have sex with
all
a small Asian
it.
Man?
Forget it.
So, no, continue the story. Go
there's on. An Asian dude now.
Okay.
And
he's hot.
Is pretty.
Okay, he's
like
pretty.
These two girls.
Man pretty.
Jesus Christ, he's man pretty. Okay. Thank you. And so he brings out the overhead projector, and on it are slides of what he's going to do. And it's an experiment, I guess. A plus B plus C equals ABC, the human centipede.
Wow.
And now the thing is, this is what started getting me kind of grossed out. In order to make this work, he has to cut them on their legs so that instead of the leg being like straight, it's like this. It's stuck at this angle, like you're on your knees, and you can't stand up because of the ligament he cut that connects, you know, the top half to the bottom half. So he has to do that first, and then he cuts around their mouth. And then he cuts around the anus of the other person. And then he cuts two flaps on the backside that come up that will attach to where he cut there. So in essence, you have person number one, they're the head. And then attached to their asshole is person number two's face. Like surgically attached to his asshole. And
so
then
he just eats shit?
Right, well, check this out. So then number three is attached to number two's asshole with the skin grafts and all that, right? The last slide he shows is them all connected, and then there's a GI tract, the gastrointestinal tract. So the idea is person number one eats food. The food passes through them, out the butt, into the mouth, because you're all connected
right.
Now. Person number two gets whatever nutrients, poops it out, person number three, the tail, and then they poop it out into the toilet or wherever human centipedes take a poop at.
Yeah.
And so I'm on board. I'm like, oh, that is fucking brutal. That's disgusting. Let's do it. I'm all in.
Brutal.
All in. He starts injecting them, and that knocks him out, doing the anesthesia. He's like, here's your breakfast and a little anesthesia. Because, hey, I'm not here to hurt people. I'm here for the science.
Science.
The science. For science! And I'm on board still. I'm like, yes, let's do this. Injects number two, the chick. She goes out. Meanwhile, chick number three is freaking. She's like, I don't want to be any part of this human centipede thing. No way. She starts using her teeth to undo the cuffs. And she, like, gets all the way undone and starts to run out. And this is where I first started getting queasy. She didn't know she had an IV in her arm. Ooh. And she jumped up and it ripped the IV out and blood just went all over. And by that, I was like, I've had IVs, and that just made me so queasy, and I had surgery a little while ago, and I've never had surgery before, and that's the thing I'm the most freaked out about in life is surgery. Like, it freaks me out. I thought I was going to go my whole life without having surgery, and then, you know, I had to get my dick operated on, which was pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
You can go back and watch or listen to those episodes, but so at this point, I'm starting to get a little queasy, and she's running around the house, like, blood just gushing everywhere, and I'm like, oh, man, and, they do the whole cat and mouse thing, and he finally catches her and dopes her up, drops her, knocked out. Now he can begin operating, and I was on board for the most part. I was starting to get a little queasy when he was doing that, because it shows everything. He's cutting the anus out.
That's pretty graphic.
It's fucking so graphic. I was not expecting how graphic this was going to be, and I was into it, dude, until the next scene, which he's in his living room now with blankets over his human centipede, and they start to wake up, and he's checking their bandages, checking the wounds, checking the sutures, making sure they're, you know, together now. Number one is the dude. He's in the front because, you know, he's got that pretty Asian man face.
Right. That makes sense.
Up his ass. Chick two, up her ass. Like, literally, they cut part of the anus out to attach your face, and you have no more lips now. It's just a hole grafted to the ass of this other. It's so gross, dude.
And you have
it's
eyes,
so gross.
Though.
Yes, they do still have eyes. And he starts waking them up.
Ugh.
And they're all just like, what the fuck? Like, I'm sure that feels good, you know, because, you know, vibrating your asshole. But this was not sexual at all. And, he tried to get them to stand up, sort of, and I lost it, dude. I fucking lost my shit, and I almost threw up, and I turned it off. I could not watch it anymore. I have never experienced a movie that made me so queasy that I almost literally threw up and that I had to turn off because I couldn't watch it.
That's pretty fucking disturbing.
It was I don't know if I just wasn't ready for it or if it fucking, because like I said, dude, I've watched videos of real people,
you know what, Matt?
Getting their heads cut off slowly.
Maybe
and brutally.
There is hope for you.
And I was fine with it. This fucked my shit up, dude. You attached people. Like, who thought of that movie even? What the fuck, dude? I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And I want to now. Like, the more I think about it, I'm like, you fucking pussy. You turn that back on and you watch this disgusting shit. And I don't know, man. Maybe that's what I'll do tonight. I don't know. Try and jerk off to it, maybe. Ooh, that's an idea. But
well, it's a hell of a revelation, man.
Gruesome. I know, dude. Gruesome fucking movie. But yeah, it's called The Human Centipede. If you guys want to fucking see how long you make it. I was told, like I said, I was on the fuck board with this. I couldn't do it. I kind of upset myself. A little bit. So I turned that off. You know, I watched instead.
What?
This documentary called Pimp.
Pimp?
Pimp. You ever heard of
like
that?
A History Channel documentary?
I don't know. It was like a movie.
Yeah.
About the British underground sex scene and the prostitutes and the porn movies and shit. Awesome fucking movie. Funny and like these, I don't know how much of this was real, but they had like hidden cameras on the main character's shit, so when they would go into places and the dude was like, get those cameras out of here, they were still filming, like, secretly.
Yeah.
And some of the shit in there was pretty fucking brutal, like, you know, how you gotta deal with these hoes when, you know what happens when a hoe steps out of joint.
Yeah.
You gotta just pick that bitch back up and set her back in the stable and learn her a lesson, you know? It's all about keeping the pimp hand strong.
And they keep it strong.
They keep it strong. They fucking work out on that shit. But it was a bunch of white British dudes. Just a
bunch of white pimps?
Yeah, basically British pimp. I mean,
talking in Brit speak and
white
shit
British,
like that.
Exactly. White British people and black British people, if you close your eyes and listen to them talk, it's exactly the same.
It is.
Like, our black, you can tell American black people and American white people apart, no problem. But the Brits, like, they all have that, oi, mate, off to get some coffee, eh, right, cheerio, oh, pip, pip. But the black guys do the same thing. They're not like, yeah, sup, son. They're like, oh, my God, yeah, coffee, right, tea time, mate, pip, pip. It's weird. It blows my mind. But excellent, excellent documentary. I was very impressed. It was put together like a fucking movie. Like, there was so much action, and it was gritty and just fucking brutal, man. This movie teaches you the definitive, you cannot make a hoe housewife, because this guy tried, and he almost lost his life over it.
Really?
Yeah. The hoe game is a fucking tough game to play, I'll tell you that.
Any other movies you want to recommend?
No, those were the only two that I watched. But you ever heard of a TV show called The Big Bang Theory? Sheldon.
Was
Dr.
it on Science Channel?
No, I don't know.
History Channel?
I think it's ABC, actually.
I think I've seen some of it.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, awesome TV show. Dr. Sheldon Cooper and Leonard Hofstadter. But the point I wanted to make is, does anybody watch until the very end of that show where the card things come up? They're called vanity cards or something. And basically, it's the writer, the guy that created the show, writing something really super funny. They're usually hilarious. And it flashes on the screen for like 2 seconds. So the only way to read them is to pause it. You know it's coming, and to pause it. So I don't know if you don't have a computer, if you can pause your TV, if you have TiVo maybe or something. But I was just curious, like, how many people actually read those? Because I read every one, and they are so fucking funny. Like, way funnier than the show itself sometimes.
Really?
He's just a cynical, smart-ass guy. Chuck Lorre, I think is his name. But yeah, I don't know. Really funny. I just want to mention that. If you guys have that show, you should read the vanity cards at the end. They are awesomely brilliant. So you know what I saw today?
What, Matt?
I saw a hoarder, Sean. I saw a Jesus freak hoarder.
Hoarder?
Lady.
Like a pack rat.
Exactly.
Like, okay.
Exactly.
And how did that make you feel?
Well, disgusted, for one, because it's a beat down ass fucking, like, Chevy Astro van.
Right. Right.
Not even barely room for the lady to sit. There was stuff, and I had took a picture of it. TheJamHole.com, if you check the TwitPic account or the forums, TheJamHole.com/forums, the latest picture that's up there is a picture of this van with all of this shit in it. And she has all these stickers that, like, Jesus saves and love God and all this, no abortion. And then, like, you look into the car and it's just stuff, dude, from the seat to the floor to the ceiling.
Like, what kind of stuff? Like,
I would honestly, I'm going to pull it up right now.
I got to see
this. And we're going to play Where's Waldo, and we're going to figure out what kind of stuff this lady is actually hoarding. Because that is a great question. I'm very curious what this lady was hoarding. Are pictures not going to the forums anymore?
So I know we're not supposed to have our phones on during the show, but I just thought I'd share something kind of funny.
Oh, yes, please.
Received a text message from an ex who will remain nameless. Who was asking me to go to a bar with her tonight. Now,
you want
to
gangbang the fuck out of her?
I just think it's funny because usually when you dump somebody, you don't call them up again and ask them on a date.
Or
they really hang out at a bar.
Really?
That kind of constitutes either a date or me just being her cock block or something.
I've been doing this whole damn thing wrong.
Really?
That's weird. Well, there is a lot of... And here, I'll, if you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/live. Here's the picture I'm talking about.
Okay, here we go.
It's posted there in the chat for you. Now, I see a blanket. I see some post office boxes. It's really, honestly, just a bunch of junk.
Are you sure she wasn't moving, Matt?
What do you mean?
Like,
no, I know for a fact okay. She isn't moving because I see this van where I took this picture at every other week when I deliver to this place. So is she
homeless or is this just her van?
Well, I'll tell you, it's up by the Salvation Army. So the food place, I guess, people go there that can't eat, they go there and get fed or whatever.
Is that a cup of ramen?
I don't know, dude. There's so much. I see Target bags in the back. Kind of through. It's not a very good picture. I should have zoomed in more.
Should have busted her window out.
I should have just went in there and started documenting, making inventory of all of her treasure. But, like, if you had Jesus in your life, is there room for all this crap?
I think I don't know, man.
It's one or the other, right? You can have Jesus, or you can have a wicked bad hoarding problem. I don't know. It just
that is a problem if that's the case.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah.
What is all that stuff?
Junk.
Just fucking why is stuff? It in your car? Are you... I don't know. I
She must be in a transitional phase of her life right now.
Like from now until I die?
Maybe she said, now that I have Jesus, I don't need all this stuff. But I'll just get rid of the big stuff, like my house, all my shit, and I'll just keep all my little shit in my van.
Fire Song says, not with all the guilt that comes with believing in Jesus. And that is true. Maybe you, it's like some people will just eat to numb the pain. Some people do drugs.
Yeah.
That lady collects junk.
There's a disorder.
Junk
in the trunk,
man. There's
a mental disorder documented.
And she was overweight. I don't, neither here nor there, just... You know,
well,
just
obviously,
completing
people
the...
like that typically aren't like, you know, sporting a six pack.
Yeah, right. She had probably a couple of six packs in the back of that fucking van somewhere. Disgusting.
I mean, you can't have mental issues without having some body issues. They just kind of go.
You think so?
I think they kind of do.
Do you think it starts with eating, and then if you don't fix whatever's pissing you off or hurting you, it escalates?
You know, I think it swings both ways if you're on either extreme. If you're
Whoa.
Really, really good looking, like exceptionally good looking, that
just
can cause
out...
you some mental problems.
Right, and to cure those problems, you just go out and fuck.
That's right.
And you get AIDS, and then you give guys AIDS because guys are the source of all of your mental anguish.
Butt sex. That's where it's at.
Butt sex.
Or
fuck
if, you're,
yeah.
if you're so large, you know, that create problems too. I don't know. I'm just saying. There's a link there.
What is the weight limit for butt sex?
For butt sex, well...
Give me the upper limit. I know you're,
well,
health,
you know,
you're a health guy,
usually,
right? Let's have a little background on
well,
you.
Are they on top?
Hopefully not.
I don't know.
Or wait. No, yeah, definitely
Why
not.
Are we talking about straight butt sex or gay butt sex? I mean, it's both kind of gay, but...
Is
which
it, though?
One?
Is it really?
I kind of think so. I mean,
is
I'm not
it?
Really
hey,
into butt sex.
Hey,
but.
If it's gay to like a tighter hole, then sign me up, sailor.
Well... That says it all right there. Fuck. All right, so you're saying.
So you're a health trainer now?
I'm working on getting my certification from the local community college.
How's that going?
Yeah. Well, fairly well. Learning lots.
Cool.
Passing, you know, got some good info. I should be looking.
How are your grades?
Grades are average. I'm kind of a skate
C?
By. I like to skate by in life. I don't like to try too hard.
If you try too hard, you're just setting yourself up for failure.
Success.
And when you do fail, you're going to be pissed that you tried so hard.
Mm-hmm.
If you only try a little bit and you fail, you can be like, oh, yeah, because I only tried a little bit. Duh.
Yeah,
but if you
goals,
try
yeah.
as hard as you can and you still fail, fuck, dude. That gives birth to hoarding.
Mental problems.
Mental problems, a.k.a. the H gene, as I
the
like
H
to call
gene.
It. Some people got it. Some people don't. So, we're talking about the oil spill. This is kind of a...
Tragic.
It's not really a spill. It's more of a geyser dumping oil into the...
yeah, it's...
The ocean.
Isn't it like one of the biggest environmental
it is the
fucking
biggest
disasters
now.
That's ever happened?
It is officially the largest oil catastrophe ever to face.
Fucking fabulous.
Our planet, and it happened on Earth Day, which I find just completely fucking ironic.
That, and you, like, say there's no God. Come I'm on, just that saying. Was, that had to be like a joke from God.
I'm just saying, happy Earth Day. Look what we got you. Yeah. Remember all that oil we were taking from you? We're just trying to put it back. That's all. Oh, now you don't want it?
Fuck,
dude. You're causing earthquakes like 2 weeks ago, and now we try to make it better, and now you don't fucking want it?
I think the Earth's on a fucking period right now.
Fucking A. Someone should put a tampon in that fucking hole. Maybe try that. Have you guys tried that yet?
We're going to have to soak up the oil.
Fucking A, dude. So I found this Twitter account that was the BP HR Global or whatever. I forget the link, but it's twitter.com/BP Global HR. Some shit. It's at thejamhole.com on the show notes for Wednesday's show if you want the link to it. But MDS, one of our listeners down there in Florida, this is going to fuck up a lot of fishing if it keeps going down that way. But he sent us another lovely tweet. And these people, basically what this is, if you don't know, it's a fake Twitter account that some smart-ass guy made. And, like, one of the things was, if this Project Top Kill doesn't do the trick, we're just going to throw a big, giant Get Well Soon card in the thing and call it good and hope for the best.
That
one of them was,
sweet.
People are so upset that we did this oil spill on U.S. territory. He said, we're sorry. Next time we have an oil spill, we'll make sure to do it where the terrorists live. And then they end each one with a hashtag, BP Cares, which
really?
Is awesome. So if you're searching for, you know, stuff like that, it comes up. And very, very amusing. So we got the latest one here. I don't know if it's the latest now, but MDS sent this in. Says, flying Rand Paul into consult. Mm-hmm. Do you know who Rand Paul is?
No.
He's, I believe, I'm not for certain, but from what I understand, isn't he one of the teabag people's guys? Like,
do you know who
the teabag party is? The teabaggers?
No.
They're all the, we hate Obama, and Obama's a Nazi socialist.
So they're called the teabaggers.
Well,
huh?
Right, because they were doing, like, the Boston Tea Party stuff.
Right,
kinda,
right,
but
that's
kind of
funny.
Right, yeah, you know? So we all call, okay, great, I'm glad you caught that. But anyway, so I think he's one of their guys or something, I don't know. But anyway, flying Rand Paul in to consult. Evidently, he's an expert at keeping black out of places. Hashtag BP Cares.
Nice.
Oh, God. So funny. I guess some actual BP workers are trying to get the account shut down because they're stirring up a lot of shit.
Fuck it, man.
But look,
that's
what
awesome.
You did. BP, you are single-handedly killing everything. Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, way to fucking go.
Happy Earth Day. Thank
High
you.
High five.
So, I got another update here about it, and this is no good. So, they tried to do this thing called Top Kill, right? And I thought that was a joke that the BP Global PR or HR was saying. I didn't know Top Kill was the real name of what they were doing. It says, with mud continuing to battle oil, in an attempted top kill of the leaking well at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, the historic scale of the disaster became clearer Thursday when scientists said the mile-deep well has been spewing 12,000 to 19,000 barrels of oil a day, which is far more than previously estimated. So it's worse than what they thought it was, and they thought it was horrible. So, and those estimates were way under. These new estimates, holy shit, dude, that is so much fucking...
Estimates.
But still. Still.
Pretty scary.
If you've seen it, like,
we're gonna
you can see
it
from...
have a gas shortage now, watch.
Well, I don't know It'll about happen. That, but you can see it from space, and it is gonna fuck up shit ecologically, dude. That is no good. So, the new figure supports what many observers have assumed from the images of oil slicking the Gulf surface, slathering beaches, and spurting from a pipe on the sea floor. This is the worst oil spill in U.S. history.
Well, can't
the
they? Can they
worst.
Stop it?
Not I mean, yet. They've tried. They've tried so many things, and they cannot do it. They cannot do it.
Where's the oil coming from?
The pipe that they built.
Where's the pipe go?
Into the ground. What?
Sorry, I'm not a driller. I don't
Me
know
Me neither,
things.
But what? I don't get what you're asking. Like, it's, you know how this works, right? They drill into the ground. Yes, they hit oil. Okay. There's like oil reservoirs, and then put a pipe in it. But all that shit is under pressure.
Ooh.
And their fail safes fail.
So does this mean like and it shit's blew. Gonna, the fucking coast is going to collapse or something?
Possibly.
That is insane.
We can only hope. I mean, pray that it does not.
West Coast.
Wait. Yeah. That's wait, which coast do we like? Whose side are we on here?
I don't know.
I'm a West Side nigga. You East Side nigga?
I like
what
West
you?
Side beats.
Yeah, I'm not into those New York beats. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't really like East Coast shit.
I'm not. I can't do it.
Dirty South, sometimes.
Once in a
bit.
While when I'm feeling dirty, when I'm riding dirty. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
New school beats. They're just a little too out there.
Yeah, they're not structured.
Even
enough.
Though I claim to be a new school artist, which is kind
well,
of retarded.
Whoa. New school lyrics and new school beats, totally different things.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's true.
So, Obama pushed back on suggestions that, as he put it, quote, BP is running around doing whatever it wants and nobody is minding the store. He said that his administration is doing all it can, but that when it comes to plugging the leak, the federal government does not possess superior technology to BP.
Wow.
Nobody plugs them like BP, apparently.
No.
I was thinking, since they can't find something to plug this up with, sex toys. Make a giant butt plug and just fucking
I like
that
the giant
shit.
Tampon idea.
Or and that.
Traditionally, I think that's how they do it.
Then it soaks it up when it's full. You we pop it out. You pop out. A new one in. And you use that oil.
Just bring it out.
That is the greatest idea. Fuck, dude. Call up Get Kotex on the horn. Maybe even Maxi. I don't know. We all probably should be working together for this.
Kotex.
This is going to have to be a pretty big fucking tampon here.
Call fuck Kotex.
And just plug it up, man.
Shit, we might have to go as far as a fucking Maxi pad. Just to catch the, you know.
The runoff?
Yeah.
With wings?
Yeah.
You a fan of the boys. Wings?
Oh, yeah. Prevents shifting.
I hate that. I hate shifting.
Nobody likes shifting.
All my cars are automatic. No, wait. I love shifting cars. But he's saying the eventful day included the first prominent administrative casualty of the crisis. We talked about this on Wednesday's show. Elizabeth Birnbaum, head of Minerals Management Service, which issues permits for offshore drilling, resigned. Actually, she got into a little trouble, something to do with porn and some other shit on office computers. Probably some Farmville. Some Yeovil.
Treasure Island.
Fuck, dude. This is just no good. This is no good,
guys.
Yeah, this
is actually pretty fucking scary when you really think about the scope of what's happening. I mean,
they have no idea how to fix this. They are out of ideas. They tried plugging it with something that didn't work. So now they're going to try and just put a bunch of junk in this cement type substance that they made and fill it that way. That didn't work, I don't think. And they don't know what to do. That you got in over your head, I think.
Fucking tough cookie, man.
And they usually have a lot of fail-safes
in place
for this.
Can you imagine if that shit caught on fire or something?
Well, some people were saying that. I don't know if they were joking, but like they're like, why don't you just light it on fire, burn it off? At least it won't be in the water then. But I think
that kind of fuck up the atmosphere.
Well, the atmosphere, and when you make that chemical reaction happen, you're letting other chemicals go into the water that the oil's breaking down into. So those chemicals might be worse than the oil, because at least the oil's on top. When it breaks down to chemicals, they could go straight into the
We might have really fucked the dog on this one. Way to go, human race.
Yay, BP. It wasn't even American. BP is British fucking petroleum.
Which they own just about fucking everything.
Go blow shit up in your part of the fucking planet. Come down here and fuck up our shit. Fuck, dude.
Must have been an act of war.
Unacceptable. Well, speaking of just completely unacceptable behavior by businesses that we kind of rely on, did you hear about the cell phone stuff happening?
Oh, boy.
This is fucking phenomenal here. It says Verizon Wireless doubled its early termination fee. AT&T recently did nearly the same, hiking the fee in advance of the Apple phone or the Apple iPhone refresh from $175, which is out of fucking control. Right. What kind? I've said this before. What kind of business charges its customers when they want to stop doing business? That's the only one. How does that fucking work?
And you know what? It don't even cost more than the stroke of a fucking delete key.
Right?
That's all it takes.
You want us to pay to stop using your shit that you overcharge us for to begin with? A cell phone, if you get like the new Droid or something, you end up paying around $3,000 for that phone at the end of your contract. Mm. And you want to cancel early now? $325.
Jeez.
300, and it went from 175 to 325. That is unacceptable, right? I don't know what else to call that. That is unfucking acceptable. And we, what do?
We bend over. Thank you, fucking
ask,
free enterprise.
Asked to be the number one in this human centipede of fucking
pretty
us.
Much.
Christ. Minnesota Senator Klobuchar, I don't know. He has again asked the FCC to consider how early termination fees are decreasing industry competition, which is completely true, right?
For sure.
If you have an iPhone and another, let's say an Android phone comes out and you want that phone, you can't. You cannot switch to the competition unless you pay $325. And then you're going to go pay a bunch more for them to get that phone, and then say the new iPhone comes out, so you want to go back to that. Here's another 3.25.
Pretty fucked deal.
Bend over, right?
Yep.
And just take it.
American consumerism, Matt.
That's capitalism at its finest?
Fuck yeah.
That is some effed. Cool. So every time a listener stops listening to this show, we're going to charge you $200. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Every time I decide to go from eating McDonald's to eating Wendy's, I have to pay McDonald's $300. It's killing me. I am so broke. It's killing me. TheJamHole.com/donate. And when you stop donating, I'm going to charge you another $100. So, that's fair, right?
That's by industry standard, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Dude. Unfucking believable. The Minnesota Democrat, following the results of an FCC commission survey of 3,000 Americans from April to May, describe early termination fees as hurting competition in the marketplace and leaving consumers uncertain about their options. Yeah, you totally don't know. It's like that happened to me with the Droid. Like, the Droid was the newest fucking awesomest thing coming out, right? So I go get it. And rather than pay the fee on my phone because I fucked up, I used my free upgrade to get Dana a phone because her phone took a shit on her. And so I didn't have an upgrade. So what I had to do is just drop the new phone down, or my old phone down, to just a phone line. No internet, none of that. And pay $10 a month on it. I don't use it. It just sits there wasting money, basically. But paying $10 a month on that is cheaper than paying their early termination fees. So I buy the phone, and it's awesome. And a month later, no more than a month later, another new phone comes out.
No
twice
fucking
as,
way.
Twice as fast as the Droid.
Oh, you had to throw that hillbilly phone away and get
a new
one, right?
This is where it's at. No, I'm where it was at a month ago. Fuck.
Now you just look like a dumb redneck.
I know.
Walking around with the old phone.
With my 3-month-old fucking Droid that's obsolete now because everyone now has the Incredible. And after that, the people that bought the Incredible are going to kick themselves in the ass because the Evo's coming out. Just never buy anything. Wait until we're done. Are you done making phones? No? Well, then I'm going to wait. You let me know when you are done making phones, and then I will buy one of what you have. That's the only way to do it. You will get fucked unless you can just deal and just, you know, use the phone for 2 years and not even read a story about what's coming out.
So they should just keep giving upgrades with their service.
Oh,
you know, that's good service.
They give you a new every two.
Yeah. Every time a phone comes out,
then
they give
stop,
you a new one.
Stop making brand new phones come out every 0.5. If I have a new every two and you put out brand new awesome phones every 6 months, what the fuck? I want a new every 0.5 then.
Fucking A.
But no, they won't do that, not unless you pay us $325 fucking dollars. Unbelievable. I want to stop using your service, so can I just pay you now?
Man.
Can I make payments on stopping my service with you?
When you think about it, Matt, these corporations really got us by the balls. Man.
By the cojones.
Like,
the brojones, if you will.
When did this happen? You know, when did we?
I don't know. Was Ma Bell like that? Ma Bell was pretty shady, too, though, charging people for long distance and shit.
Yeah.
Though that shit got a lot of people fucking grounded.
Look at, like, Pony Express, man. They were free.
What about the Telegraph?
And they went through like engine infested territory and fucking bandits and shit to deliver their letters.
Unbelievable.
Because communication was important.
Going back to the oil thing, what the shit says, blow off an underground nuke in the relief well they've been drilling. The Russians do it on land-based oil spills. That's awesome. Do you think that would fix the problem?
I don't think I'd ever want to do anything a Russian would do.
I don't want to have anything to do with a nuke underwater like that. We would focus on the fallout and not worry about the oil. We have more pressing matters to attend to, if you know what I mean. But yeah, good luck, man. If you're in a cell contract, which if you have a phone, unless you went with a prepaid phone, which they're trying to get rid of. I had another story. We're not going to do it, but basically the government wants to get rid of prepaid phones altogether.
Really?
Because you don't need an ID to get them or anything like that.
It's kind of odd.
Terrorists are using them.
Oh, right.
Because there's no credit check.
Terrorists.
I got one a long time ago when I used to sell weed. And
you ever met a terrorist, Matt?
Yeah. Every day. I look in the mirror, and I'm like, no, I will not let you out.
I guess I have now.
What the shit says, prisons are full of prepaid phones.
Fuck yeah.
But they want to put a stop to that, because there's no human information attached to them. They're dead end, basically, in investigations. So, but that's the only way to get a phone and not get raped in the ass. You can get raped in the ass, or you can be a terrorist now. Like, pick. So yeah, Verizon's ETFs fucking doubled. That is so mind-blowing to me.
That's great, because I have Verizon.
And regarding these early termination fees directly, nearly 20% didn't know whether their contract included an early termination fee, while among those who knew that they had one, as well as the actual amount, 56% said the fee was more than $200. That is ridiculous. If you want us to stay with your company, have a good product and have good service. Don't fucking sucker us into it with a shiny phone and then be like, oh, and by the way, if you ever want to leave this relationship, you owe us your baby. Like, really? Where was that? Oh, that was the small bloody print on the back that you signed. Like, it blows my mind.
Man,
it blows my mind that they can get away with that.
They do it because they can get away with it.
That's the only reason, right?
Pretty much. Now they got the government even back.
There's what?
Shit.
Four major wireless providers? Verizon, AT&T, Sprint. They're one company, I think, aren't they?
Probably all owned by the same
Altel
person.
Altel is a small company, and then T-Mobile. But yeah, they do that. Every single one of them. And what do you do? Mm-hmm. You need a phone now. It's ubiquitous, this connectivity that is everywhere. Like, you have to have it to live. Unbelievable. Got us by the short curlies, if you will. Well, speaking of short curlies, if you will, guess who died now? What you talking about?
What you talking about?
Gary Coleman. Who saw this one coming?
Man.
Who made $1,000 in their fucking death pool, celebrity Deadpool bets? Gary Coleman.
Man, who
would have thought? He died from being such an angry, angry person. He was not a happy child.
He was twice as angry as most people. Let's put it that way.
Oh, man. He rose to fame as the wisecracking youngster Arnold Jackson on the TV sitcom Different Strokes.
Yep.
And declined to fame as known as a angry, midget, drug-abusing wife beater. I think that was pretty much his
pretty good
decline to fame. He grew up to grapple with a troubled adulthood. He died at 42. Quote, "We're very sad to have to report Mr. Gary Coleman has passed away." Do you think they'll get him like a little tiny coffin, or will they give him a full size
shoebox?
A shoebox. Shoebox greetings. It's Gary Coleman. Ah, fuck. Put him back. That's amazing.
Well, that's sad.
That is sad. Hey, God needed a, what was he? An angry little black child. Who hasn't acted since, like, the 80s?
Wasn't he a fucking security guard at a mall for a while?
I believe he was. Burger says, wasn't he already dead? I think that was the other black child from that show. I think
probably.
Both of them.
I don't even
they?
Know who the other one is.
He OD'd or something. They all had drug problems.
Yeah.
He died after being stricken with a brain hemorrhage following an accident at his home in Santaquin, Utah. He lived in Utah? Gary Coleman?
Was he Mormon or something?
That seems out of fucking place.
Yeah. This story ain't adding up.
Yeah, I smell something fishy
something's
here.
Something's fucked up here.
He was rushed by ambulance to a Provo hospital, Coleman's spokesman said. He was then taken to another hospital, one with, you know, smaller equipment.
Right.
Sorry. And then he died, sadly.
Wow.
You want some background? Do we all know who he was? Because this is a long fucking... Wow.
I think we all... Everybody knows. Just,
okay.
You know,
we all know.
What you talking about, Will?
I think
guy.
Philip Drummond diddled his butthole. So, go ahead and point that
out.
Well,
rest in peace, brother Gary Coleman.
Another soldier in this war taken from us.
A true OG.
An OG from the...
Back in the day.
He was the OG of OGs. He was in that documentary Pimp.
I bet. At the top, probably, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. He was actually
on
the,
a little chair.
He was the pimp.
Yeah.
on a high chair.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that sucks, dude. Somebody this like this to die because there's so many awesome potential jokes. He's amazing. I'm going to go ahead and just leave it there.
I'm sure he would want us to laugh.
Oh, absolutely.
In his memory.
Absolutely. Look at him. Fuck. I think half the retarded shit he did was just because.
Like jumping up and punching that chick in the face when he
was a
security
guard. Like, what are you
doing,
little man? What are you doing? Little man, little man, what are you doing, little man? What, I mean, really, did it hurt? Come on, it's cute.
I'm surprised he could, like, have that vertical jump of his was big enough to
he
jump
was a baller.
Up somebody.
He was a baller.
Yeah?
I believe that's what's going to be on his headstone.
And a shot collar.
Shot collar. He wish he was a little bit taller.
Yeah, he does.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and leave the rest of the Gary Coleman jokes for the other podcasts out there. So moving on. This is just awful. I don't even know where to start with this. This is horrible. This was the shocking moment. And for all of our live listeners, I want you to go ahead and take a look at this. And for you listening to the podcast, thejamhole.com, check the show notes. But this was the shocking moment. A woman accused of stealing a mobile phone because, you know, if you don't want those unsightly early termination fees, you just have to steal somebody else's phone, right? That's the only way to get around it, right? Is to do that. Sean? Right?
I'm sorry, I was in total fucking shock of what I just saw.
Is that crazy?
A person stomping a baby.
Right. She was accused of stealing a mobile phone in China, threw her baby on the ground, and stamped on it with the seal of disapproval. The hideous incident came after a high school student had challenged the woman and a female friend, both holding babies. Of course they were! Wait, you're in high school? Where's your baby? Oh, okay, there it is. That makes sense. Unfucking believable.
In fucking
early,
China, no less.
Right? Early termination fees and this. No kidding. Yeah, so they were both holding babies after being told by witnesses they had stolen her phone. The confrontation turned physical. Physical. Let's get physical. It turned physical and the police were called in Zhengzhou, Hengjiao province. Officers arrived along with some of the student's relatives. One of these family members pushed one of the suspected thieves, who shockingly responded by throwing her baby onto the road and stamping on it while shouting in protest.
Oh my god.
Okay, check this out. I think it went a little something like this. Okay,
reenactment.
So, yeah, so okay. Come at me acting like you want to accuse me of stealing your phone. Okay, and hold on.
Excuse me, sir.
Hold on.
Excuse me.
This is going to be my baby, okay?
All right.
Okay, so just sitting here minding my own business, and breastfeeding my baby, and action.
Excuse me, sir. Did you steal
ma'am.
My... Did
I'm,
you,
I'm breast...
Excuse
ma'am.
Me, miss.
Miss.
Did you steal my cell phone?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you
fool.
Did. I see it in your hand.
Motherfucker! What?
What? What? No! No!
And that's
an appropriate, healthy response.
To miss, did you steal my...
What the fuck is wrong with people?
That was your baby. Well, okay. To be honest, we don't know that was her baby. That might have been somebody else's baby.
Still, it was a baby.
It's a baby. What the... You threw it on the ground. I hate babies, but what the fuck? I wouldn't even do that with a cell phone because I have to pay the early termination fee. What's the early...
No.
Did the baby, I think, paid the early termination fee in this one?
That's horrible. Actually, it says miraculously the baby was unharmed.
Protected by the force field of God?
Of the force field of goodness.
Or her being so fucked up there was like three babies and she didn't know which one to stomp. Stomp. George Clinton? Oh, yeah. Stomp. Come on.
That was a good one.
Thank you. Fuck.
Isn't that how Gary Coleman died?
Stomp.
Yeah,
he got stomped on by his mama. Just ripped the titty out the mouth and just... Like, you're a baby, right? You're just chilling.
How tough do you gotta be to fuck up a baby?
You're straight up chilling. Titty in the mouth, you're eating. The next thing you know, you're getting ripped off the titty and thrown on the ground in a fucking size 8 heel. Just like... Unbelievable, dude. For a few horrifying the moments the tiny child was left crying in the middle of the road as the woman was pulled away. The two women suspects were eventually taken to the local police station. Miraculously, the baby escaped uninjured. How did that happen?
You know what? I would have to say, you know, if I were a bystander, I seen that happen. I've never, like, beat the shit out of a woman before.
I'd throw her on the ground and stomp.
There'd be some ass kicking. Cause, yeah. Can we get an official vote on the issue?
Are you yay or nay on throwing a child on the ground and then stomping on it because of your early termination cell phone fee? Because you just found out your ETF has doubled. Thanks, Verizon.
I'm going to give an official no. I'm not for that.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and agree that, no. Stop doing that. Unbelievable. What has to happen in somebody's life to where that is okay to do?
No fucking shit. I mean...
Like, what?
Drugs. Prostitution.
I've done
knows?
Drugs. I fuck prostitutes. I would never do something.
Was she a 16-year-old mother or something?
Oh, no. Wait, what? No.
Okay, how old was the lady?
The prostitute?
Yeah.
I don't know, probably mid-40s.
No, I mean the mother of the baby.
Oh, what? Whoa. Inappropriate.
Wow.
Does not say, but from her stomp technique, I'm going to say 30s to 40s.
Wow. She got the OG stomping style, huh?
Fucking A, dude. That just, like, I don't understand what happens in somebody's mind that makes that seem like a good idea.
Well, it is China. I mean, they are different.
Is that?
You know what I mean?
Can you play the race card in this, though?
Have you ever seen a white person stomp a baby?
Okay, fair enough.
We can't say that officially.
No, we end up like putting babies in microwaves and shit.
Drown them in your fucking car.
Dumbass, crazy shit like that. That's what we do.
Moms dump them in dumpsters or
right,
something.
Right, that's what white people do.
Chinese use karate.
They just karate stomp the fuck out of those babies, man. And that is, I don't know.
It's not racial, it's just geographic. Let's
it's
just
a geographic thing, exactly. Yeah, I like that a lot. It's not race,
it's culture.
It's geography, okay? We're not talking race here, we're talking geography. Jesus. That is horrible. I don't care what country you fucking live in. See, this is what happens when you take away Google. Chinese don't have Google anymore. They're going to stomp babies.
That's right. Especially when they can't get them on their stolen cell phones.
One of the comments here says, how can it be a real baby? The two pics show the baby in the same position, and the second one is just lying there amongst people. No one bothered to pick it up. The woman is stomping a baby, and someone that close by stops to take a picture and not stop the woman. I don't believe this story. No shit, huh?
That's a pretty valid point.
It
maybe
is.
That's
but
just
hey,
what a baby looks like when it's crying because it just got its fucking ass kicked.
Hey, media, we're just here to observe. We cannot interfere. If I see you doing some shit, I'll take the fuck out of those pictures. But I can't stop you.
Do the shadows match up? I don't think they do.
Uh-oh. Better zoom in and check for artifacts.
They do. China's still fucked up. We won.
Did you just analyze it?
Pretty
beep,
much.
Boop, boop, beep, boop. We have a match.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, moving on. Let's talk about some more just fucking ridiculous-ass people. Indian police. This would be the dot, not the feather. Are holding a pigeon under armed guard after it was caught on an alleged spy mission for neighboring Pakistan. So, you guys caught this terrorist pigeon, right? What are you going to do? Interrogate it? It's a pigeon. Why are you holding this pigeon under armed guard? It's a pigeon. You know why?
Why?
They're afraid it's going to fly the coop. Come on. Come on.
Okay.
I went there. That's right. The white-colored bird was found by a local resident in India's Punjab state, which borders Pakistan, and taken to a police station 25 miles from the city of Amritsar. The pigeon had a ring around its foot, ring around the collar, and a Pakistani phone number and address stamped on its body in red ink.
Wow.
If found, returned to dot dot
Bakalaka Street.
Bakalaka. Durka Durka. Police officer said that they suspected the pigeon landed on Indian soil from Pakistan. Again, dot, not, okay.
Okay.
From Pakistan with a message, although no trace of a note was found. Officials directed that no one should be allowed to visit the pigeon, which police said was possibly on a, quote, special mission of spying.
Wow.
Now, I don't know where you come from, but where we come from, our spies are unmanned aerial vehicles, and you can't hear them, you can't see them, no radar, nothing.
But they're watching.
They're watching. They're everywhere. Look, have you seen 24?
There's hundreds of them in orbit.
Have you seen 24? Those UAVs were everywhere, and no one knows. You can't tell. You're still using pigeons? Are you serious? And then you're keeping it under armed guard. Pluck it. Cook it and be done with it. It's a pigeon. It's not going to talk. It's not a stool pigeon. It's a fucking bird that you caught somehow. Congratulations. This is the war over in the Middle East. Good job, guys. Unbelievable. How are we still alive right now?
Yeah, they're a real threat to our national security.
I know. Our fucking UAVs eat pigeons for breakfast,
you know what?
And then they convert the bio shit into fuel.
We don't need a government to stop a pigeon. We need a fucking kid with a BB gun. They'll do just fine. That'll stop terrorism.
What the shit says Pakistan's new long-distance service by Apple. $300 fine if you cancel early.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. Talk. Ready? Go.
Okay, so I don't have too much to talk about at the moment.
Okay, good. Moving on.
All right.
Refreshing H2O.
But you're welcome. I tried.
This is a pretty ironic, odd story of sorts. From Tennessee, a brother and sister who are struck by a car as they walked to school this morning are in critical condition in the pediatric intensive care. What happened to them, you ask? Well, they were walking to school, 10-year-old and an 8-year-old, boy and a girl. They missed the school bus. They're walking to school when two dogs, two big, and I mean big, nasty, rabid dogs, okay? A Chihuahua and a Beagle mix charged toward them from somebody's porch. Frightened by the animals, the children darted into the street, were struck by an 03 Pontiac Grand Prix just rolling on dubs, hit them. You got chased by a Chihuahua and a Beagle, and you ran away from it, and you got hit by a car.
Those dogs are pretty fucking scary.
What did you learn? Would you rather face a dog or a car coming at you at like 35 miles an hour?
Probably a chihuahua.
Maybe look both ways before you cross the street. I guess you're 10 and 8. So
well, if you're,
do you know that by 10 to look both ways? Do you just
you should
wander around aimlessly?
If you live to 10, you probably know that one. You know?
True. True that. That's a trust.
You learn that lesson early in life.
Fucking A. So the suddenness of the children's actions left very little time for the driver, Linda Jennings, 40, to react because, you know, she was putting on her makeup, so.
Or something.
Right.
Drunk, probably.
The owner of the dogs, Lottie Berry, 59, was cited by Metro Animal Control for letting them run at large and for not having current rabies vaccinations. See, I wasn't lying about the rabies. Berry's appeared to, he's going to court for that. So, what do you say? The owner of the dog's fault? I say the bus driver's fault for not waiting for these kids. If they would have hit that bus, this never would have happened.
Hmm.
I don't know.
That's a tough one.
I don't know.
I mean, he didn't have him on a leash, did he?
No. Well. So, and you know what? He sounds like the kind of guy that drives around with his dogs in his lap. I hate that.
Drives a hybrid.
A fucking Prius with his chihuahua and his beagle mix, just ears flapping out the window while he's trying to see through all the fur.
Just loving life.
I don't know what it is about that, but I hate it. So, like, I physically get angry when I see a person, a dude usually, driving with more than one dog on his lap. Even one dog gets me going. But more than one, I get so pissed at that. Like, I want to ram into his car just so his airbag deploys and shoves those dogs into his fucking ass. I want that so bad. And I'm afraid one time I may not stop myself. That may happen. We might get in a car accident when I take you home after this.
But it'll be in the name of making the world a better place.
Oh, well, I mean,
and stopping douchebags in their tracks.
Duh. All right, well, while we're speaking about hit ahead of her to fucking redneck places, Snellville, Georgia.
Love it.
Some messed up junk happening here, okay? Possible criminal charges against a former teacher who admitted having a sexual affair with...
Oh, my.
What do you think? Who do you think it's with?
A student.
Absolutely. Show me a student. Unbelievable. She's 29. You think she was hot? She's kind of hot.
Is she?
29. She resigned from her English teaching position in April after admitting a sexual affair with a 17-year-old male.
Oh, come
student.
On, man.
He was old. She's 29. He's
17.
Come on. Really?
Come on.
And let's be honest, he got held back like twice, so he should be in fucking college now.
He's into older women, man.
Hey, I'm a mature 17. She buys me smokes and booze.
If anybody caught
her for hours on end because I'm 17 and that's what we do.
Can you imagine being that guy and fucking your hot teacher after class and then all of a sudden the state comes in and fucking cock blocks your ass?
Oh,
like that?
My God. Ultimate cock block. Right?
You might never recover from something like that.
I was hitting that and getting A's in both. Hitting that and at school.
And she was happy. How is this bad for anybody?
This bitch hasn't been that happy in years. I live to please fine African-American sisters like that. I'll tell you what. Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Sometimes I try to get Dana to go blackface. She's not
into really?
It. She's not into
What's
it.
What's that? Like,
she's not into much
something?
Of anything, I've noticed lately. Not happy about that. What do you do? Get her drunk and rape her? No. I don't know what else to do.
Keep your pants strong.
I mean, honestly, what do you do in that position? You can either cheat... Which, she's fucking crazy, so that's not going to work. Just play it cool and jerk off like 5 times a day, which is what I've been fucking doing, and that's just driving me crazy. Like, what do you do? Hi, can you have sex with me? I'm your boyfriend. You remember me? Can we have sex now? Is sex all that matters to you? No, but it's fucking pretty important.
Yeah, it's up on the list
there.
Have
you had sex lately? Fuck. It's good.
It's how you express your feelings.
Anyway.
It's what you tell her. It's how I express my feelings.
With my dick in your mouth.
You know what? Yeah, just
come
tell
on.
Her. I want to make love to you. And to your face. Putting it in her butt or something.
That's the funny thing about it is that she's all about anal, but she doesn't want a dick in her mouth. Fucking self-entitled
after
bitches.
After it's been in your butt. You
well,
know?
No, not even. I'm a gentleman. I'll do it before.
Well,
I mean, I'd do it after also, you know, but I'd do it before
here
first.
The moment. See, ass to mouth, you know.
Fuck, dude. What do you do?
I don't know,
it's
Matt.
Making me a very angry person, I've noticed.
Start doing some push-ups or something.
With my fleshlight just, like, bolted to the floor and just... All right. I'll try that. You know what I did the other day?
What?
Are you even ready for this?
I'll match your story. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I took the fleshlight and... I started out, I was like, you
wait
know.
What's a fleshlight?
It's a little thing that looks like a flashlight, but when you unscrew the top, there's a vagina there, kind
it's a
of.
Pocket pussy?
Yeah, but okay. It doesn't fit in your pocket, but yeah, well, that, basically. But
okay,
it's,
to the layperson.
I'll tell you something.
To the layman.
It's pretty lifelike. Minus, sans the complaining and the, I've had it, you know. Other than all that, it's pretty fucking lifelike.
Yeah.
It's like ideal. So
doesn't ever get disappointed.
Not at all.
Sweet.
Always up for it when I am, you know. So I'm starting out and I'm like, doing it this way is just, it's too much like jerking off, right? So I'm like, all right, check this out. So I take it and I, of course, I turn the cameras just in case, right? Because you never know. And I set it right here on the table and I just like start fucking it like this. But I'm like holding it there, so it feels
like you're having angry sex with your fucking pocket pussy
that I'm like holding down on the table, and like I'm doing this for like a good minute or two, and all of a sudden like the monitor and everything just starts shaking. I'm like, whoa.
Wow, man.
So then I like so then I'm looking around and I'm like, where else can I fucking put this thing? And I look at the couch, and I'm like, I'm going to put it in the couch cushions. So check this shit out. I fucking...
Wow.
I take a towel, right? And don't forget to bring my towel. And I put the towel over the two cushions so that the middle of the crevice can go down, right? So I lift up a cushion, put the fleshlight in there.
So you're not even going to aim at this point. You're just going to
pretty
go
soon
rogue,
I'm doing this. Okay, can you commentate what I'm about to do here?
Do I have to? I don't know.
Yes, in all your right. Sexy voice. All
right, go ahead.
Okay, so okay. I put it in the thing, right? So it's right okay. Here.
Okay, Matt is demonstrating how he's laying and inserting himself, and now he's humping a sex toy that is pinched between two couch cushions.
Okay, so...
As if it were a real... chick, which is the more disturbing part of this.
But now what the fuck? That's not my problem. I have a real chick that ain't fucking doing it, so that's what I am reduced to doing. Do you see what you do to me?
I guess it's good exercise. I mean, it's good practice.
You do this to me. You make me into this weird pervert.
It's good practice. I mean,
I guess. Practice makes perfect, but if it's already near perfect, what do you do?
Well, it's not any worse than jerking off, I guess. At least you're, you know...
I mean, I
using
have
a tool
it. Like,
job done I feel, or something. I don't know.
I don't use it that much because cleanup is a bitch. Like, you gotta.
I can only imagine.
Hose it off all and right. Then.
So before, I'm sorry. I have to share my story.
Oh yes, please. So that's okay. Yeah, how I did that.
Well, let's see. Recently had a little rendezvous with a female, and you know, honestly, it just
who is she? Anyone I know?
No names. That's not really the point of the story. The point of the story is we spent the night together, and I couldn't get off. And so the whole next
why?
Day.
Why?
Hold on.
Why?
Just drunk.
She's pretty nasty.
I don't want to get into specifics of what happened.
She, how much
well, no,
she weighed?
Well, no, she was fairly attractive.
ASLW.
I think it was actually kind of it's kind of smell issue, I think. You
whoa,
know?
Whoa. Yeah. You were her.
Her.
Whoa.
All right, anyway, I don't want to get
what
into
what did it taste
right,
like?
Hey,
was it frothy?
Oh, I didn't, no.
Will you?
Homie didn't do that.
Would you ever do that?
You know, this is
if it stinks.
That's no.
Do you eat it if it
oh,
stinks?
Oh, hell no.
I don't even eat food if it stinks.
No. All right, so that's not the point of the story. Point of the story is, so all day next day, I'm walking around with a fucking, you know, bullet in the chamber.
So to speak.
You know, Yeah, I'm so like busy all day. I don't have time to crank one out.
Really?
And then,
dude,
you know, I shit you
time.
Not.
Make
this
time.
Morning. This morning is when I finally, you know, after like 2 days or something, you know, this morning, and like, oh my God, man.
About poke your eye out with the jizz.
It just amazed me how much sperm a guy can actually save up when he misses a day of jacking off.
And
that's
how much
all,
pressure
man.
Is behind it, man.
It's
have you ever
it's
tried
a loaded gun, that's for sure.
Have you ever tried to see how far?
I used a cup, by the way, a little disposable Dixie cup.
A
well, one
Dixie.
Of the a keg cup. Hey, it was just sitting next to me on the chair. I'm like, all right, cranking one out. This will work. You know,
what'd you put in it to make it feel
shoot.
Like a what?
I just beat off.
Oh, you weren't like fucking it.
No, I just
deposited
my man jelly in it when I was done.
It was your.
And I probably could have sold. I probably could have sold that shit to a sperm bank because there was a lot of it after
Jesus
missing
Christ,
2 days.
Dude. Awesome. So. All right. Well, that.
The human body. It's an amazing thing.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Fucking A. So, well, thank you for that story.
Well, you're welcome, Matt.
Yeah, this teacher just... That sucks, man. You never think that you're going to get busted doing that, and then you do. She says the affair was consensual.
Well, I'm fucking sure it was.
I know, right? It was like he wanted it, dude. Look at him. Look at me. Come on. I mean, you want it.
And he's fucking 17. He's ready to fuck. He
he's
right.
He's
he'll
yeah.
fuck anything to move.
Absolutely
man.
Right. Last fall, she said she was resigning for medical reasons. He gave her a chlamydia. The clap.
Yeah, right.
I gotta clear this up.
What
first.
If she's pregnant?
Oh shit!
Another
dude,
classic story.
I didn't even think of that. Fuck. Ooh. Yeah, last fall, her peers voted her Shiloh High School Teacher of the Year.
I fucking bet.
I fucking hey, right? Come on.
She was in my book. Fuck.
Oh, man. Channel 2 Action News reporter Tom Regan obtained copies
nice.
Of a statement written by the student for investigators describing the sexual
and
relationship.
And it said, dude, it was so fucking sweet.
It was
you
so fucking awesome, and you totally cock-blocked me, you fucking son of a bitch.
OMG.
She began touching me on my leg. The guy, by the way, the student, who played on the high school football team, I might add.
All right. Hometown hero.
Said
nice.
That she made an... said Hall made an initial advance when he went to her for help with his, quote, homework
right.
last October. Quote, she began touching me on my leg and then asked me when I was going to let her molest me. Whoa, inappropriate.
No, that's nice.
It's not nice when you say molest.
No, that's nice.
Make love to, bed me, fuck me, smack that ass. Molest? Are you weird fuck?
Come on, if you were 17, your teacher said, can I molest
no,
you?
No, not if she used the word molest.
Dude,
I'm
I
sorry.
I would be like, fuck yes.
When molest takes it to a weird fucking place.
Good, that's where I'm hoping it'll go.
All right. I said never, and we began to laugh. Hey, when are you going to let me molest you?
And he says never.
And then they both begin to laugh.
And then she goes down
no,
on him.
No, but seriously, let me suck this cock right now. Then she asked me again, this time handing me those digits, and asked me to call her. He got the digits.
Nice.
The student said that a week later, his teacher sent a cab to pick him up. That's class.
Way to go,
that
brah.
Is hey, I'll have a car come get you. Private driver? No, a cab, but they'll be there in a minute. Yep.
Take him to the hotel.
Picked him up and took him to a hotel.
That's
a
right.
motel.
Oh, that's
Holiday
right.
Inn. And if your bitch starts acting up, then you take her friend. That's how that
yeah.
goes. Hotel, motel. The student statement said, quote, she gave me some vodka, oops, and asked me, do I enjoy drinking? I said, fuck yeah. After the drink, she began feeling my man parts.
Man parts.
And we had sex. You're a 17-year-old football player and you refer to them as your man parts? Are you fucking kidding me?
And this kid wasn't a fucking dork. He was on the football
That's
team
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck's
like...
sake.
Hey, she touched my man parts after she gave me alcohol. I think it was vodka. And
I
then
felt,
we had
I felt,
sex.
Oh, and I felt horrible. Oh, God.
And then we had sex. And then I gave her chlamydia. and then she got pregnant and had to take medical leave. If you know what I mean.
Maybe he just beat it up too bad.
Do you think she was walking funny? She's like, fuck, my husband and the principal are going to find out. This is no good. So he said the relationship, the student said Hall later gave him money and a cell phone. She's like Tiger Woods
Dude,
in this bitch.
Hey, man.
She is Tiger Woods.
There's a phone. Classy.
That's classy.
That's class pimping,
that's
man.
That's what I'm saying. That is nice.
Way to go, girl.
He said they had sex several times with his man parts.
in her whispering eye.
Right. Yeah. Including inside a classroom at Shiloh High School.
Of course.
Hall denied any sex took place in the classroom. Hey-o. He said their relationship continued from October to spring, but then it fell apart. They always do.
Yeah,
these
summers,
never last.
You know, everybody likes to break up in the summer.
I know, because girls are looking all sexy and fine in the
summertime.
When
people that go to the same school date, summertime is, you know, oh wait, but she teaches there. Difference.
Yeah, that's a little different.
But still.
So, they break up. It falls apart. Quote, what made Keenan Hall mad was the fact I would not give her a baby. She wanted a baby. I ain't giving it up. That's not how I roll. I have a future, unlike you, Miss 29-year-old high school teacher, trying to fuck the 17-year-old star of the football team. Because you never got to 10 fucking years ago when you were in high school. So you're going to try it again, Drew Barrymore style.
You know what I think these hot teachers are cases of? They were fat when they were younger.
I can see that.
And they got skinny
and
hot.
And now they're in high school again teaching. Yep. And they, yeah, I can totally. That's
it's a complex.
Nice. It is a complex. That is beautiful, man.
It could be.
So she just wanted a baby. That's all. He said, no, I will never. And that night, she began crying because of how mad she was. She took me home and never said anything else.
She gave me detention, and I was pissed.
He reported the affair to administrators when the English teacher lowered his final grade. You were getting straight A's, but this is a D move. This is a dick move. D is for dick. That's what you're getting. And you know what? Because of that D, no football for you.
Yep.
Might as well have a baby now because your life is over.
Damn.
Fuck yeah.
So when's the movie coming out?
The original grade has been reinstated. They also said the search of the teacher's laptop turned up 14 pornographic video clips.
Of them?
Giggity-gay. A document reviewed by Regan indicated the titles of the explicit video clips included. And I fucking quote, she-male threesome.
Wow.
Whoa. That's, teacher. I mean, I know
that's
you're
a little over the edge.
You're
there.
An English teacher into female, she-male, excuse me, she-male threesome. Roach said the school resource officers will cooperate with the county district attorney to determine if criminal charges are warranted in the case. In the case of just you watching some really messed up porn. What a fucking weirdo.
She's 29 years old. Where is this at? China?
Wait, is it cool for a chick to be in she-male threesomes? Because that's just a dude, but with tits and a vagina.
Maybe
that's
you
got to
throw a little straight action in there somewhere.
Well, that's the same as a lesbian wearing a strap-on. It's just this strap-on maybe gets hard, hopefully. They do get hard, right? Have you ever fucked a she-male?
I haven't.
Have you ever seen one?
I don't. Not up close.
only through the goggles of the internet, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's about it. What a sad day in news, man. Just,
you know, that last story was the worst because, you know, why do you got to stop hot teachers from fucking?
She ruined it herself by wanting a baby.
She did.
She took it
love
to that weird fucking place. When their biological clocks just start blowing up and you can't hit snooze on that. You cannot. No. I mean, you can rip out ovaries and kick them into a fucking menopause.
They could be living on the
no
street
fun,
and be
then,
30 and they're still going to want to have a baby.
I know. And what the fuck? Stop having Have you seen how many babies we have? Stop it.
They're everywhere.
Enough. Fuck. Look on Facebook. There's 400 million users. 399 million of those all have babies as their profile picture. Stop having babies for like 10 years. Just stop. And then we'll reassess. And then if we need more people, you go right the fuck ahead and you have sex with 17-year-old football players. And you take their babies. All right, well, you got anything else? You got any other interesting breakup stories you want
Not
to share?
Not really.
All right, well, thanks for hosting the show with me.
Well, thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Yep. Thank you guys for joining us. I know it was an early show, but that's just how it goes sometimes. You can go back at thejamhole.com/live and watch camera one of, you know, the archive. Or just check it out, thejamhole.com. Make sure you're subscribed on the feed and iTunes. Write us, review us, all that shit. Email us info@thejamhole.com, 406-204-4687. Burger says titty bar. The closest titty bar is 120 miles.
Yeah.
But we might go to another bar and just see titties. Sometimes.
We will. I always see titties.
Yeah?
I saw like 7 last night.
I might have to stick with you tonight then. So.
Word up. Well, you mind if I shamelessly plug my music page really
quick? Oh, please do. I usually link to it in the show notes whenever you're on the show, but
beautiful.
Go for it.
Well, audio, you know, I happen to be a local MC with Matt here.
That's right.
We are blowing up the local scene with positive creative music. Check out my music page, myspace.com/lyrical406.
406 as in 406.
As in our area code.
That's right. So
I represent for the MT.
We rap here and there at some bars, usually every Thursday at Grizzly Jack's and Scoreboard sometimes. Where are we coming up? Where can people see us coming up? We got some shows.
Next weekend,
the
we get to crash a karaoke bar during Saturday night karaoke.
Really?
It's risky. Like, this is going to be risky. Really fucking risky.
What if we bring our beats and like the vocals just turn way down and we just karaoke our own shit? Has anyone ever karaoke'd their own shit?
Well, I think that's what she's gonna let us do.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. Well, that'll be fun. So,
but some of those people are cool because I karaoke them all the time. Well, I used to, but.
Burger says, and ladies, he is only 25.
That's right. Perfect age for any hot, horny cougs looking to track me down and
set
make
a trap.
Me tame them.
Set a cougar trap, if you know what I mean.
The cougar tamer.
That's right. They call it. That's your new rap name. Lyrical, a.k.a. Sean, a.k.a. the cougar tamer.
Yep.
That rhyme, I bet that would rhyme with a bunch of cool shit.
I'll plug it somewhere.
Nice.
Look out for my new hot solo, The Cougar
the
Tamer.
The Cougar Tamer. Fuck yeah. But yeah, we always mention when we're playing and where we're playing when we're playing. So yeah, thank you guys so much for hanging out on Friday night. And we'll talk to you guys next Monday. Then Tuesday, the Hotbox, hotboxpodcast.com. We're in iTunes now for that, so you can go to iTunes, search Hotbox Podcast, or there'll be a link up there for the subscribe. So definitely make sure you check out our sister podcast every Tuesday is live, hotboxpodcast.com. If you like weed, that is definitely the place to be. And yeah, the Jam Hole, we'll see you guys Monday. Just check out the site, /donate/Twitter/YouTube, all that shit. All right, thank you. Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.